Good morning, everyone. Chazal had a whole protocol for parents who take their children to school for the first day of school. We all remember the first day of school. We all remember how exciting that was. We all remember the friends and the teacher and the decorations and the excitement and the worry and the fear. And Chazal took that day very seriously. And the Rishonim even developed that into a whole protocol of what should you do when you take your kid to school, from what should be the breakfast and how should he be dressed up. And some Rishonim even say that the parents should fast on that day. And all kind of sweet minhagim about how should he experience the first learning. We're all familiar with the minhag of, writing with honey, the shape of the letters on a board, and then have the kids lick it. Today, of course, each one will have his own board, and you're not allowed to do that, maybe through Zoom or something like that. But to make sure that the experience is sweet and Torah is connected with sweetness, and it all comes to create excitement and a memorable day for the kid and for the parents, and to make sure that the kid gets excited about learning Torah. Chazal also paid attention to what the curriculum should be like. And here there is a surprise. Instead of having the children start learning Torah from Sefer Bereshit, from the stories, from the story of creating the world, and through Tevat Noach and the Avot, stories that kids can relate to so easily. They can use their imagination. They can really connect to what is being learned there. They can identify with the people that they read about and the stories they read about. Chazal decided that the curriculum should start Dafka from Sefer Vayikra, which is very peculiar. It's so far away from the world of the kid. What do you want from him? You start talking about korbanot and little details and slaughtering the animals and hazaam and sprinkling the blood in the mizbeach and what should the kohen get and tumah and tahara and tzaraat. And why? And Chazal took it so seriously, so the Midrash says, as if the Ribbono Shel Olam himself commands, yavo'u tehorim ve'yitasku b'taharot, the purest of all, the children, should come and start dealing with the world of tahara, Sefer Vayikra. But I think Chazal wanted to teach us a very important message. Chazal wanted to teach us that learning Torah is not just about the here and now. It's not just about what we can connect to. It's not just about what is easy to understand. Torah, learning Torah, teaches us that life is more than what we see. Life is more than what we can connect to. The world of the Ribbono Shel Olam, the mitzvot and the Torah and the expectations of the Ribbono Shel Olam from us are far beyond the current reality. And in addition, I think that the message is also that the terms of Kedusha and Tahara that we do not find in Sefer Bereshit, but we do find in Sefer Vayikra, are fundamental to the spiritual world, to the religious world of every human being. These are the foundations on which you can build the rest of the palace, if you will, of Torah that we would like to personally build. The foundations are Kedusha. The foundations are that there is Hashra'at Shechinah, that we need to strive to have God dwell amongst us. The foundations are about sacrifice, korbanot. The foundations are about purity, to make sure that we live life that demand from us to limit ourselves and to make sure that our life is pure in terms of what we think about, in terms of how we live our lives, in terms of how we speak, and so on. Those are the foundations of what it means to be a religious Jew. And only on top of those, you can start building, you can start learning the stories of Bereshit, you can start learning about the Avot, you can start, you can continue and learn mitzvot about the here and now. The foundations, however, are in Kedusha and Tahara. Now, I know this is not the common way of teaching today. I think all of us started learning Dafka from Bereshit. I think
As parents and as teachers, we would be very hesitant of starting teaching our children Dafka from Sefer Vayikra. However, we should also think about the price that we're paying for that. We should also think about how to balance the effort we're putting into making sure that Torah is engaging and maybe more easily accepted, and the values of Kedusha and Tahara, and the message that Torah is not just about the here and now. Torah is about worlds and worlds that we should imagine and we should hope to go back to live in. Boker Tov, have a great day.